I'm Arnold Schumann at the Citrus Research and Education Center.
Let's just go straight to the conclusions on cups. It's looking pretty good for possible profitability for growers, correct?
Yes, that's correct. We've had no, despite very great concerns after Hurricane Irma, we've had good recovery from that, and we're definitely on track. So we're in year four. The concerns were about intrusion of psyllids and HLB after damage from the storm, of course, and fortunately we found that none of that happened. We were able to make repairs and carry on. And besides the fruit inside the that was on the trees during the storm was well protected, so we didn't lose any fruit for that season either.
And no HLB so far after 4 years or so.
That's correct. No HLB that we've been able to detect. And without the psyllids that we were not able to detect, that was not surprising. Yeah.
Among your advantages of the cups you mentioned, early high yields and pack out, almost 100% pack out.
That's right. That's what we were told. We sold the fruit to a packing house, a commercial packing house, and everything was sold. They gave us the raw numbers back, what they found, after sizing it and selling it. I think there was about, I don't have the exact numbers, but maybe only 25% of the fruit was lower grade, but it wasn't rejected, so it was still packed. It was sold to the lower price markets, but about 60 or 70% was the highest grade. And it's all based on size and lack of blemishes, and mainly the size of grapefruit, especially, and being important, yeah.
And we're talking red grapefruit. What kind of yields have you seen so far?
Okay, we have specifically, it was Ray Ruby grapefruit, and we've seen yields in 4 years, so the total cumulative yield of 2,135 boxes per acre. So that's cumulative, and in fact they've yielded some fruit every year. Even the first year they had over 100 boxes. So year two was 150, and then 824 in year three, and now we're entering year four, which we're now predicting is over 850 also, just based on counts. Yeah.
So you anticipate a good fresh fruit grower could be profitable with this system?
Well, yes. I'm glad you asked that question, because it's anecdotal evidence and also scientific evidence that grapefruits are the hardest hit by greening, one of the hardest varieties. There's almost nothing that's good news for grapefruit. So this I see as excellent news for grapefruit growers that want to continue growing the highest quality grapefruit in the presence of HLB. The other thing is it's well adapted to the heat in a cup. So everything looks really good for grapefruit for growing it in cups environments.
Really the only downsides, pretty much initial high cost and additional management costs.
That's right. I think the numbers are a bit scary and formidable, but as I've shown here with the data, honestly, those grapefruits, if I had an acre of them in that cups, and I've got a quarter acre, so I've got a very representative chunk, but if there was a whole acre, they would now would have produced $50,000 worth of fruit at the last season's prices. Yeah, so it's not an insignificant amount of revenue from fruit, which can certainly pay for the greenhouse and the cost of production. Yeah.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.